Now, not everybody in this room will have read any books by Mark Gornick, but those who have tend to have a very interesting reaction, and we saw it, and it was kind of cute and embarrassing this afternoon at Yonge Street Mission. And Angie Hawking, who is the outreach coordinator for the Church of the Redeemer, I introduced Angie to Mark, and it was like she was meeting Bono. She was tongue-tied, and Mark was embarrassed. It was a beautiful thing to see. Mark Gornick's work, his first book, To Live in Peace, Biblical Faith and the Changing Inner City, has been really instrumental for a lot of folks throughout North America, but also a lot of folks here in Toronto who do urban ministry. And this afternoon, we had about 50 people at Yonge Street Mission, and Mark talked to us and led us through some exercises on using the five senses in discernment of where is God in the city. What do you see, feel, smell, touch? And that was a really rich time. Earlier this morning, Mark preached at the Wine Before Breakfast community, so he's sleeping upstairs here. He was out of bed at 5:30 at Starbucks, finishing his sermon. Last night, he was at Wycliffe College, and we had a conversation called Reimagining Seminary. And I can tell you that seminaries, like other institutions, like cathedrals, when they change, it doesn't happen easily. There's struggle involved. There's too much at stake. Too many people who have so much invested in the way things were. And then yesterday afternoon, he engaged about 30 of us in a conversation about his book, To Live in Peace. So To Live in Peace was a book written out of the context of a ministry in Sandtown, so the lower west end of Baltimore. 99% African American community. And Mark and his friend Alan Tibbles and Alan's wife Susan moved into that community as these white folks, and just said, well, is it all right if we move in here? And some folks in the community gave them permission, and they started to help build housing. Some 300 houses later, the community was transformed. Mark left Baltimore at the end of the 90s and came to New York City. And we're going to hear tonight something of his sojourn in New York City, specifically in Harlem, and how he has perceived what God is doing in New York City. What I find really so wonderful about this is that so much of church talk and seminary talk is about the problem, right? The problem of the church, the problem of declining enrollment, the problem of crumbling buildings. And that just seems to be kind of a difficult place to start. Mark perceived with a community of people in Harlem that the problem was perhaps that the church was alive but needed some theological help. So what kind of theological help do you give to a living church with leadership that's never going to go to a seminary? So they founded something called City Seminary, and it is like no other seminary you can imagine. But the other thing that Mark discovered in New York, and that's the story he's going to tell tonight, was that there's a vibrant movement of African Christianity in New York. And what Mark has to say about African Christianity has parallels for immigrant churches throughout all urban centers. So his book that has come out on reflecting on these themes is called The Word Made Global. What's interesting is the word made global because the world came to New York City and the world is coming to Toronto. And the wonderful thing is the world is bringing the gospel to us. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Mark Gornick.